The Tunnel by John D. Vincent.
Hello, Mr. Duncan.
Bloody noisy in here, Charlie.
Well, the governor says it brings in trade.
Well, that bunch of layabouts over there.
Want a cup of tea?
No, thanks. Where is he?
Upstairs. Is he fitting you?
Well, I'll go up then. Christ, you can hardly hear yourself speak.
Come in.
What's the idea of that flaming racket, Harry?
Brings a trade in, Bert.
Sure.
Come on in. Pull up a chair.
Some trade.
Want a drink?
No, not just now.
Well, sit down.
Yeah, I've got your call. What's on your mind, Harry?
Got a proposition.
How much?
Enough.
Come on, spit it out.
Jewelers in Marsh Lane.
Smash?
No. This is the big one. We got to be more subtle.
How big?
100? 150?
Grand?
Oh, I wish you wouldn't use American idioms.
You fancy safe blowing?
That's right. You've hit the nail right on the head.
Marsh Lane. It's a pretty big gap, isn't it?
Oh, fair-sized establishment.
Have to be a strong room.
You've got it.
Interested? Might be. So what's the setup?
Oh, you cast your eyes over this.
Oh. Not a bad bit of drawing.
Well, that's pretty good, I say. Now, this is a complete layout of the shop, see?
Yeah.
And the buildings round it.
Oh.
Now, next to the jeweller's is a lock-up shop.
Got it.
Empty.
Yeah.
Flat above, vacant. There's a demolition order.
Go on.
Now, what? Next to the lock-up shop, a deserted house. Been vacant for months and likely to remain so.
Yeah.
It has a cellar. Now, the plan is this. We get into the house and tunnel from there under the shop and straight through into the jeweller's. Simple.
Yeah. How do we get in the strong room?
Straight through the wall.
From the tunnel?
That's right.
It'll be steel lined.
No. Just the two courses of brick.
Oh, I don't believe it. Too easy.
Take my word for it.
Well, how long's it been as easy as this?
Only a few weeks since the shop was sold to the developers. Up till then, it was no go. You can't dig a tunnel without a fair bit of noise.
That's true. How long have you had this planned?
Ah, some time now. Are you in or not?
Oh. Well, want some help?
Leave that to me.
Let's have a closer look at this plan. Yeah. Take a fair amount of tackle, you know. If we can break through here... Hey, hold up.
What's the matter?
When they start knocking the shop down?
2-3 weeks.
Well, this should be enough time. Well, we could break through here by that old concrete pillar. No cellar under the shop, I take
it. No, I'll check.
Well, I reckon about 4 of us.
I think I know 2 good lads.
Well, when do you want to start?
A couple of days.
Fine. I'll go down and have a shifty around. See what sort of gear we need.
Oh, I had a feeling you'd want to be in on it.
Yeah, well, Harry, you know, it's a good plan. That I'll grant you. But you ain't no mole, are you? I mean, you reckon there's a fair old taking. Well, I want a straight 40% to run this. Now, you know I'm the only man round here capable of getting you into that strong room and cracking a safe. It's not me that wants in. It's you that wants me in.
Okay, Bert. So it does your ego good to know that you'll need it. But you don't have your facts quite straight.
What?
There's a fair old taking. Roughly 150,000. Not in cash, though.
What?
It's emeralds. Beautiful green emeralds.
I'll have to send them away, Mr. Wiseman.
No matter.
Possibly 2 or 3 weeks.
It is fine.
Oh. Good. Well, they are most remarkable stones.
Oh, I purchased them, Mr. Simpson, 20 years ago, mainly as an investment. Business wasn't always so good. In the first few years, I could have gone under at any time.
But things are more secure now.
Business is very good, and I think sound.
Ah, good. Well, once the stones have been cut and mounted, they'll be of greater value and a better asset.
Now I can afford an asset.
I don't quite follow.
My dear friend, You and I have known each other how long? 10 years?
Oh, nearer 12, I should imagine.
When I first came to your country 20 years ago, I had £100 and these uncut emeralds. I will be honest with you. £100 was not enough to start in business. I had to borrow, at times heavily. If at any time I had gone bankrupt, I would have lost everything. My house, my furniture, money, car. There would have been nothing left. But these rather dirty pebbles, who would imagine there was any value in them?
Ah, there certainly is. I would estimate, after cutting and mounting in the manner we've agreed on, 120,000, perhaps more.
I cannot believe it.
Yes, oh yes. The price of emeralds has increased considerably in 20 years.
Oh, so it appears. I must go. At 11, I have an appointment. It does not do to keep a client waiting.
No. Well, thank you for your custom, Mr. Wiseman.
Ah, my friend. West End jewelers look smart, look clever. But East 15 suits me fine. I know I can rely on you to do a good job.
Thank you.
Now, I must go. 2 or 3 weeks, you said?
Yes, I'll hold them here if you're not immediately available.
Before I go, you will not forget to insure them. For many years, they have lain in my pocket without any cover. Suddenly, they appear to have become valuable.
Not to fear, Mr. Wiseman. I'll ring my broker this afternoon.
Give me a book.
Right, let me have that pick.
Tom.
Where's the others?
We're here. Bit dark, isn't it?
We'll rig up a gas light in a minute, Fred.
Where's Jules?
He's going to dump the van.
I better shut the door. Nah, that's better. Let's throw that gear in the corner, Fred.
Yeah. Well, give us some light, then.
Yeah, I'll shine a torch.
Yeah, we want to start about here. Now, if we take
well,
this
let's brick... get some light on the scene before you start dishing out the orders, Harry.
All right, Bert. Take it easy. Got a match?
Yeah, catch.
So... That's better.
Yeah, in a bad light.
Dingy sort of place.
Yeah, how much noise can we make?
No more than you have to.
Once we get through this brickwork, we'll be into clay. We'll make so much sound.
Nice and cosy, are you?
Lucky I ain't the law. Ain't you got a post to look out?
Yes, Georgie boy. You. Now go on and keep your smart talk to yourself.
Don't bother me, darling.
Be seeing you.
Right, let's get started. Hand me that pick.
Yeah.
So. Well, here we go. Yeah. It's coming. Nearly there. Yeah. Well, that's the first brick. Now, you two stand by with the shovels.
An early reply to our letter, thanking you, etc., etc.
Fine. Now take a letter to Harrison, Steinwich, ace them up. Dear sir, come in.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Jenkins.
Oh, I come in, Benson. All right, Miss Round. We'll finish later.
Very good, sir.
Sit down. How many men have you got spare?
Oh, I can rustle up 3 or 4.
Good. What about transport?
The 1500 weight comes back from service tomorrow.
Ah, that's fine.
Got a rush job?
Not exactly a rush, but I want to bring the Marsh Lane job forward.
Oh, the one next to the jewelers.
Now, that's it.
When do you want it started?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, no trouble.
You know the setup?
Yes, Mr. Jenkins.
There's a big job coming up later in Clapham, you see, and I want most of the workforce. If you can get this Marsh Lane job over fairly rapidly, I'd be obliged.
Right. How'll do?
Yeah. It's all right with me.
Yeah.
We done well.
Fred, get Georgie boy.
Eh?
You word. I want the rest of this dirt out of here.
You've been a bit particular.
When you're as old and handy as Mr. Duncan, then you can ask questions.
Look, who's going to come down here?
Could be a couple of kids playing cops and robbers.
All right, point taken. I'm going.
Hey, don't be long.
No, sir.
Shh.
Cheeky bastard.
Yeah, it's okay. Give us a hand to drag the packing cases over.
Oh, you got to cover the hole?
Yeah. Better safe than sorry. Bit more to me. Yeah, that'll do.
How many feet you reckon we done?
Oh, about 12. Little fag.
Oh.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, we'll take the tools with us.
Enjoying yourself?
Yeah, terrific. I'll get moving with this stuff, eh? We don't want to be here all night.
Well, give us a hand.
George, lad. For 6 hours I've been grafting in that ruddy hole while you've been sitting on your pig backside. Now get stuck in.
All right, Bert. Don't get your knickers in a twist.
Don't you push me, lad.
No, break it up, you two.
You get him off my back.
Have you got the van round here?
Yeah, Fred's with it, the back.
Right. Well, away you go, and watch it.
Of course we will.
Ah, we done well. Let's get off home.
What time is it?
Just gone 9.
That's your drink.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, the crowd's fairly quiet weekends.
Well, what about the other two?
Ah, best not to be seen together. Come on in. Let's go.
Where's the governor?
Upstairs.
Right. I'm going up.
What about the door?
You shut it.
Bloody tear away.
Harry, they're knocking it down.
I didn't hear you knock.
I didn't.
I'll close the door. Quietly.
But...
That's better. Now, come and sit down and get your breath, right? Who's knocking down what?
The demolition gang. They're doing a shop.
Shop?
Yeah, next to the jewellers.
I do the shop, eh? So what? What's more to the point is, what were you doing snooping round there?
I weren't doing nothing. I just went by in a bus, that's all. What are we going to do?
For the moment, nothing. Now listen. Now listen good. You go well away from my coffee bar and stay away. You stay at home.
Suits me.
And Frederick.
Yeah?
Close the door quietly.
All right. Be seeing you.
Garage.
But?
Yeah?
It's Harry. You busy?
Not at the moment. What's on your mind?
I want to come round.
Any time. I'll be here all day.
About 5 minutes?
Yeah, I'll see you then.
I don't want to talk on the phone.
Right.
See you.
Get a move on with that, Morris. The bloke's coming back at lunchtime. Over here, Harry.
All right, see you.
Yeah.
Just a quick word.
Well, come in the office.
What?
Be quieter in here. Take a pew.
Oh.
What's up?
Demolition gang working on the shop.
Oh, that's all we bloody well need.
I've been round had a look. Wasn't too bad. Had a word with the foreman. Seems as how the shop's all right, but the roof and first floor are coming down.
What about the cellar?
Well, as far as I can make out, they're not touching the house next door, though, being empty, it might just cross their minds to stack the tools thereabouts.
Yeah. Well, as long as the packing cases aren't moved, we'll be okay.
If they are?
Oh, no.
Right. So, as it stands, we'll go ahead, eh?
Well, there's no reason why we shouldn't. Hey, up.
What's the matter?
The law just walked in. Now, don't turn round.
Who is it?
Meadows.
Do you think they found a tunnel?
Oh, I doubt it. Besides, nothing to connect us. Here he comes.
I want to bring my car in, okay?
Yeah. Come in, Inspector.
Ah, the two arch criminals together.
Morning, Mr. Meadows.
You know, whenever I see you two villains cohabiting, I become nervous.
Harry wants his car fixed.
His? The one that's been nicked.
Mine.
Much as I respect your integrity, Inspector, that is no way to speak to an honest, law-abiding citizen.
Oh, the day you become honest, Harry Prescott, I'll resign.
Better make it today, then. I'm clean, Mr. Meadows, and you can't make it otherwise.
You must admit he's tried, Harry.
Yes, and I'll keep on trying. One of these days, you two are going to slip, and I only hope I'm there to watch.
You know something, Inspector, that's pretty close to threatening behaviour. Not exactly threatening, but close.
So what?
So this is my garage, all bought and paid for. And as far as I'm aware, strictly working according to the book. So what's the visit for?
Oh, just taking a look around.
Is that normal police practice?
You want to lay a complaint?
I might. Well, if you don't mind, I've got rather a lot on. You can see yourself out, can't you?
Don't push me, Duncan.
Look, you want to search this place, you get a search warrant, and fine. You want to pay a friendly visit, fine. You come here making dirty cracks about me and my mate, and it's not fine. So don't you push me either, Mr. Meadows.
Okay, Duncan. I'll see you around.
Slob.
Reckon he knows anything?
Yeah, forget him. If he did suspect anything, he'd never have called. Now, I'll tell you what we'll do, Harry. We'll go ahead as planned. If there's any tools or them packing cases have been moved, we scrub round it, right? Well, Freak can bring the van and park it in Trinity Street. I'll go in first and you follow. Now, let's see. Nothing. Cases? Nah, not been touched.
Okay, it's all clear.
Everything all right?
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, there's no sense in hanging about.
Get that lamp going, Harry. I nearly broke me neck coming down them stairs.
Wait a minute. Now, you two move them packing cases.
Well, I'll keep watch for the first hour.
Yeah.
And for God's sake, put your backs into it.
Oh, come on in, Sergeant.
I suppose we could put a tail on them.
Pull that chair over here.
Sure.
We'll have to use CID.
They want to put Harris and Watts onto it.
Yes, they're about the best two we've got.
You know, I've got a feeling that this is going to be our lucky break.
Huh?
You know, for years, I'd have cheerfully given a month's salary. I know people say that, but it's true. I really would have given a month's salary to put Harry Prescott and Bert Duncan behind bars. And by a sheer fluke, I think I'm going to do it.
Duncan's pretty good with jelly. Do you think it's a safe?
Yes. And I'll take a gamble that it's somewhere in the Trinity Street, Marsh Lane area.
What sort of property do they usually go after? Shops?
Not enough case for those two. They're clever and have expensive tastes.
All right, what about a bank? There's one in the neighbourhood.
Well, Duncan only did a bank once. At least I'm pretty sure he's only done one. It must have been 20 years ago. It was the only time we caught him. I'd stake my life he's never been near one since.
Well, there's no private house in that area where the sort of cash those two are after.
Any jewellers?
Yeah. Hang on. I'll check them out.
I've got a feeling there's a couple around there.
Yeah, that's quite correct. Two of them. One in Trinity Street and one in Marsh Lane.
We'll get our new CPO to call. What's his name?
Sergeant Richards.
That's the fella. No point neither of us going around just yet. Only give the owners the shakes.
If only we'd some idea of the date.
Oh, patience, Sergeant, patience. This patch is full of helpful gentlemen willing to assist us for a trifle. Never to worry. Everything will be made known to us in due time.
Hello?
Harry, it's Bert.
Hello, Bert. What's up?
Can I talk?
Yeah, it's nobody here.
Listen, Georgie boy's been shouting his mouth off.
Do what?
Seems as how his missus don't like him working nights.
Well, that's just too bad. He told her he was working in Harrison. She knows they're on shift work.
I know all about that. Thing is, they've only been married 6 months, haven't they? Seems as how she ain't used to nice starvation.
Oh, stupid little scrubber. So what did he tell her?
He said he'd be finishing at the end of the week.
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with that. We should have it all cut and dry by then.
Well, not on its own, there ain't nothing wrong. But the great fat twit's gone and promised a holiday.
Yeah, well, I still don't see
and
what...
You only just got out of kip or something. For God's sake, wise up, Harry.
Hmm?
He's been on the dole for the past 3 months. How's he going to afford a holiday?
Oh.
You know as well as I do, this man is full of narcs. One of them puts two and two together and drops a word in Meadows here, there won't be enough air to go round.
What do you think I ought to do?
Rough them up used to be the answer. But that fat slob needs money so bad he's just as likely to squeal.
Well, they won't pay him.
He won't pay us either.
I'll have a quiet word.
Now, you do that. And another thing, Harry. Keep him away from your place. The least we're seen together, the better.
Right. See you tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Mr. Simpson, for being so cooperative.
Oh, on the contrary, Sergeant. It's reassuring to know that the police are keeping an eye on us.
Now, you won't forget to make sure that lock is replaced.
Oh, I'll get one of my staff to purchase a new one this afternoon. I didn't realize there was anything wrong with the one I had.
One snap with the cutters and they'd have been inside.
Oh, yes, yes, I see that now. But even so, there are a great many alarms, pads under the carpet, electronic eyes, and most of the valuable jewelry is kept in the strongroom safe.
Oh, that's true, sir, but today's thieves aren't amateurs. They are highly skilled professionals.
Now, you sound as though somebody is actually going to burgle my shop.
I'm not really speaking literally, sir.
Oh. Well, I'm pleased to hear that.
No, I must be off. I have several other calls to make. And don't worry, Mr. Simpson. Villains nowadays have all the knowledge and equipment to get into any safe. But you replace that padlock, and all the knowledge in the world is useless to them out there on the pavement. Goodbye, Mr. Simpson.
Good day, Sergeant. And thank you very much. Eric, I want you to go round to the ironmongers. Get the strongest padlock you can find. Take the money out of the petty cash.
You all right, Harry?
Yeah. Get right bloody hot, man.
Yeah. I should have made this tunnel bigger.
Can't be far off now.
Yeah, hold the torch steady.
Yeah.
Just scrape some of this dirt away. Yeah, you know, I reckon there's only a few more inches.
We haven't got time to break through tonight.
Yeah, you mean morning, don't you? Oh. It's nearly 4 o'clock. Come on, blast ya. He's a bloody great lump of concrete.
Yeah, you know.
You know, just scrape round it. That's better. I reckon we just about made it. Now, see if I can prise it out. Yeah, 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 it's coming. Yeah, I've done it.
Well, what about a bit of concrete gets down here?
See footings from the jewelers.
Right.
I told you we're nearly there. Just a bit more. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. All the torch, Dave. Yeah. I can see the brickwork. Give us that there.
Yeah, careful.
There you are, Harry, lad. Entrance to Aladdin's cave. All we've got to do is get through the brickwork.
Yeah. Well, when we start hammering away at those bricks, the sound's going to carry.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow's Saturday. The place will be swarming. They'll hear the banging in the shop. Saturday night will be okay. The only problem is bound to be some dozy courting couple in one of the doorways.
So what do you think?
Well, them demolition men are working Sunday morning. If we get down here about 8, we can work undisturbed. Any noise we make will be covered by the noise of their drills.
Yeah, so we'll leave it to them.
Right. Well, there's nothing more we can do here. Let's get out of it.
Yeah. Sunday. Sunday, we're going to be cooped up in this tunnel for quite a while.
Yeah, well, it'll be worth it. Anyway, the demolition men should have all gone by lunchtime.
Yeah, but the other two will have to be down here with us.
Well, I'm nearly out.
Right.
You there, George?
Yeah, we're both here.
Oh, give us a hand, then.
All right. Come on, I've got you. Right.
Oh. Gosh, a damn news it's not been able to turn around. Yeah, good bird, I think.
Right.
Did you finish?
No, I can manage that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we've finished.
Yeah, we got to the wall. It's not bad going.
Makes your back ache. Anybody got a fag?
Yeah, here you are.
Tar.
This tunnel will take you back to the war, Bert.
Didn't have all this gear in a POW camp.
Yeah, well, now, this is the plan. We leave everything as it is till Sunday morning. You two, be here just before 8. You better bring something to eat. The demolition boys will be working upstairs on the shop, which should cover the sound of us breaking in. And after we got through the wall, we get the stuff, stay down here till the demolition men are knocked off, then we scarp, one at a time.
Do you think the noise upstairs will cover us breaking in?
Yeah, of course it will.
I doubt it.
Now, what's your beef, son?
When you blow that safe, the bang will be heard a mile away.
I think Bert knows what he's about.
It'll still make quite a bang.
Yeah. Now, what sort of pattern is it, Harry?
2 combination, 1 key.
Lever or wheel?
Lever.
Set in the wall?
Partly. You won't be able to cut in the back.
It's pretty old.
Well, I know that.
Well, nothing to stop you blowing it later in the day.
I mean, I've got a funny feeling about this one.
Do you reckon you can pick it?
Well, it's possible. But it's a long shot. And once we put that hole through into the strong room, we've got to get cracking.
Any alarms inside the strong room itself?
None at all.
That's why I picked this way of doing the job. The way we're going in, we bypass all that.
Yeah. So, we cut in the front.
You say it's 9 inches thick?
Yeah, it's an old pattern. The outside panel's only about 1/2 inch thick. It's hollow, you see. Once we cut through that, it'll soon open.
Oh, I've got to hand it to you, Mr. Duncan. That'll be pretty neat.
Yeah, if it works.
Well, it's up to you to make it work. You fancy yourself as regular little light fingers, don't you? So I want gas cylinders and a cutter. I'm sure you two bright lads know just where to nick them from.
You got all that sort of thing at the garage.
We're going to leave them behind, you git.
Oh, yeah.
I want the gear here Sunday morning about 7:30, right?
Right.
Right.
Best place to scrapyard.
Oh, you two can work out the details. It's getting late. Let's go.
All right, Sergeant Richards. From all the information we've got, it all points to the fact that Harry Prescott and Bert Duncan are planning a job. Sergeant Crane here and I have gone over the area, and to our way of thinking, it must be somewhere in the Trinity Street, Marsh Lane district.
And we're pretty sure it's going to be a big job.
And you want me to make a calculated guess?
You viewed both properties?
The jewelers, yes.
Well, what do you think?
If it's either, then it's Simpson's in Marsh Lane.
Yeah, I'd have come for that one.
The reasons?
Easy access from the rear, inside a couple of eyes, 2 floor pads, and an alarm on a strong room door.
That sounds more like reasons for avoiding it.
No, I don't think so. For start, Simpson's carries better stuff than the one in Trinity Street. What's his name?
Markham's.
Yeah, better stuff altogether than Markham's. Point number 2, Duncan and Preston are clever boys. Alarm gives them no trouble. I mean, any customer knows where the electronic eyes are, and it's possible to fill the floor pads with your shoes off.
But what about the alarm on the strong room?
A couple of feet of wire will account for that. It's all visible.
Mm. What about the lock?
4 lever. Take about 10 minutes to pick it.
Duncan's an expert with explosives.
Yeah, he'll probably blow the safe inside.
And when we hear the bang, in we go.
That's if my guess is correct. You haven't given me much to go on.
We don't know a great deal ourselves.
I'd like to make a stab at when it's going to take place.
Well, that is putting me on the spot. Sunday, I suppose.
Demolition men are working Sunday morning.
They'll do it later in the day, then.
Why?
Well, too many people about. No sense in asking for trouble. I'd say sometime in the evening when it's getting dusk.
You know, I've a hunch that our two friends are going to walk right into our little trap. All we want is more information. Now, I suggest you two keep your ears very close to the ground over the next few days.
Hello?
Harry?
Yeah?
It's Fred. We got the stuff.
Any trouble?
No, and it won't be missed till Monday.
Good lad.
Yeah, well, we're going to take it round on Saturday night.
Bert said Sunday morning.
Yeah, but it'd be light then. Besides, it ain't that easy to carry. We need a cover of darkness.
Oh, well, make sure you aren't seen.
Yeah, right-o.
Put it in a tunnel and make sure the packing cases are put back over the entrance.
Yeah, right, okay. Leave it to us. Ta for now.
See ya.
Here you are, Jack.
pint, you said?
Yeah. Thank you, Sergeant. My. That's good stuff.
Come on, Jack. You didn't invite me here to sample the beer.
Now, that's true, Sergeant. People say you're interested in Harry Prescott and his mate, Bert Duncan.
People say, do they?
They do indeed.
Anna, what are you interested in?
Money.
Yeah, you always were.
How much do you think it'll be worth?
Oh, I'm feeling generous. Shall we say a tenner?
No, that is generous.
Cut the flattery, Jack.
There's two lads. Georgie Fellers and Freddie Allen.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
And Georgie's missus says she and George are going on holiday.
Well?
Going on Monday.
So what's so special about that?
Georgie's been out of work for 3 months.
Go on.
Who's paying for the holiday, then?
You are dragging it out, Jack.
George and Fred have been seeing a lot of Harry Prescott.
None of this is information, and you know it.
George talks to me sometimes. He even buys me a drink.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, you've enough in there.
Yes, you make room for half.
Yeah, you earn it, and you can buy it out of the tenner.
Lord, you're a hard man, Sergeant.
Come on, Jack. Let's get on with it.
Well, Harry Prescott's interested in a little property in Marsh Lane.
Names, Jack?
No idea. It shouldn't take a good-looking couple like you too long to make a few deductions on the subject.
All right. Do you know when?
It had to be Sunday, wouldn't it? Before George goes on holiday.
Any idea what time?
George said he could be busy all day.
Anything else which might be relevant?
I think I've said enough, don't you?
Huh?
Look, I've been in this area for some years, Sergeant. The information I give is never wrong. I may not dot the I's or cross the T's, but you've never had a wasted journey.
Thanks, Jack. Here's your money.
Ah, always nice to do business with you, Sergeant. Now, let's have the other half. Same again for you.
Go on, you old rogue.
It isn't my usual custom to interfere with Saturday trade, Mr. Simpson. I realize how busy it can get.
That's perfectly all right, Inspector. I have extra staff in.
The jewelry business seems brisk.
Yes, I can't complain. Now, can I offer you a cup of tea?
Oh, not for me, thank you. It is a well-known fact that policemen live on tea. Unfortunately, I am the exception. I can't stand this stuff.
Oh, I see. Would you like something stronger?
Oh, no, thank you, sir. Nothing for me.
Right then, Inspector. We may as well get down to business.
Mr. Simpson, how much stuff do you anticipate will be in your strong room safe tonight, excluding cash?
Well, there won't be any cash, except for possibly £20. I always deposit the takings in the night safe.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Regarding jewelry, my insurance limit is $200,000.
That seems high.
Well, not unreasonably so.
You expect to be close to that?
Oh, probably over.
Is that usual?
No. No, it isn't. But I have a consignment of emeralds coming in this afternoon for one of my clients.
I see.
Is something wrong? Your Sergeant Richards seemed satisfied with the security.
Look, Mr. Simpson, I'll put you in the picture. We have received information. It's vague, nothing definite, but it points to a break-in.
To my shop?
Yes.
Well, if you have information, you must know when.
We think tomorrow.
In that case, you'll be able to stop them.
Well, I could post a couple of uniformed constables outside, yes. If I did that, either of two things would happen. One, the villains would go elsewhere.
Precisely.
Or they would wait until a more convenient time.
Yes, I see.
Finding them off isn't quite my way of playing it. These men have been a source of annoyance to me for some considerable time. I want to catch them in possession of stolen goods.
My goods?
Yes.
I take it you want me to set my shop up as bait?
Yes.
Yes. Well, what do I get out of it? A wrecked shop, a blown safe.
Mr. Simpson, you have a very old safe. If it is blown, a new one could be an asset. But we must not let the criminals get away with the contents. I'm sure you would agree with that.
Oh, yes, I think so.
Now, I have an idea. I think I've devised a plan whereby we can both get what we want. Me, four villains behind bars. You, your shop unharmed and no loss of stock. Now, this is what we do. They're certain to get in by...
Well, Right, stand easy. Relax. Smoke if you must. Well, we all know why we're here. To nab four villains. Chief Detective Inspector Meadows will personally be running the show, so watch out. He will base himself at HQ, and I will be running the outside bit from Marsh Lane. Sergeant Richards will be with me, and we will take alternate watches. Now, I'd like you all to cast your eyes over this map here on the wall, right? The property in question is Simpson's Jewelers. You have all been briefed on your positions and duties, and I don't intend to go over the ground again. Sergeant Richards will now give you a quick rundown on the gentlemen we're concerned with.
Thanks. There are four of them, as you know. You should all have photographs. I just want to give you a quick resume of their history. Number one, Harry Prescott, owner of several small businesses, the chief one being a coffee bar, general meeting place of half the layabouts of the area, and also his registered office. He has never been convicted, but we trust today his luck will desert him. Number two, Bert Duncan, an expert with explosives, one conviction some time ago, owner of the Hayes Road Garage. I'm sure you all know of him. Numbers three and four may be unknown to some of you. Both are younger men. They both have offences for petty crimes. And if not stopped now, may become a source of great annoyance to us later. Now let's take the fat one first. George Fellows. Age 25. Blonde hair, drooping moustache. Packs quite a punch if cornered. So take it easy. The other lad is more sly. Frederick Allen, also 25. Jet black hair, clean shave. Good with cars. You mobiles, make sure you recognise him. That's about all.
All right, everybody. Relax. Nearly finished, Sergeant?
Nearly, sir.
Right. I just want to say a few words. You all know your positions. You all know what to do. It's going to be a long day, and it could be a long night. We know where they'll be doing the job. We know roughly when. But we don't know how. One false move by us and it'll blow right in our faces. I want to nab these four with the goods. Not before, and not too long afterwards. Keep your heads down and use your wits. Thank you, Sergeant. Carry on.
Sergeant Crane.
Yeah?
See me before you go, will you?
Very good, sir. Right then, gentlemen. We might as well get into our positions. And, best of luck. Richards, I better go and see what his nibs wants.
And the best of luck.
Well, seems all clear. Shine a torch over there.
Yeah, that's fine. It's going to work, Bert.
Okay, you two, come on.
Light. We'll get all the gear out of the tunnel and leave it in the cellar until we get through the wall.
Yeah, it'll be a bit tight in the tunnel. You with us, Fred?
Yeah. Hey, do you think there'll be enough air?
Yeah, we'll keep the cellar door open.
Where's George?
He's got to dump the van.
Shan't need it anymore.
That's true. Right, give us a hand with a packing case.
Yeah, I'll take this side.
Right. Bit more of me.
Good.
That'll do. Now then. Have a look at this gear you've nicked.
Think it's all right, Mr. Duncan?
Yeah. Yeah, looks fine.
Cylinder's full?
Near enough.
Workmen beginning to arrive.
You weren't seen, George. What do you take me for?
Bert, you'd better break through. Fred can give you an hand.
That suits me.
Good. George and me'll keep watch.
What tools do we want?
Cold chisel and hammer.
Is that all?
Yeah, pick's no good. No room to swing it.
Here's a chisel.
You better wait till they start up top.
Don't worry. We might as well get in there. Found the hammer yet?
Yeah, here it is.
Right. Let's go. And mind your head.
They started.
Right.
Yeah, it's tight, isn't it?
Here we go. The lamp steady.
It's taking some time.
First brick always does.
It's getting warm.
Soon get a damn sight warmer.
How big a hole are you going to make?
About 3 foot square.
That'll take hours.
Patience isn't exactly your strong point, is it?
I just don't see the need for hanging around.
Now, we'll bin all that. Where's the first brick comes out? It's amazing how quick the others seem to be. Don't keep waving that lamp about. Here it comes.
Oh. Do you want a hand?
No, no. I can manage. Got it. There you are. Toss it back down the tunnel.
Right. There we go. Well, can you see through?
There's two walls, son.
Richards to HQ. All mobiles in position, nothing further to report. Over and out.
That should keep the old man quiet. What time do these demolition men knock all?
They should be gone by 12:30.
Good job. The infernal drill's getting me nerved. I doubt if you'll see any action till after they've gone. I think I'll take a wander around the block and then I'll go back to HQ.
Yeah, they see now.
Coming back. Give him an air.
Sure, I'll get it. Go. Right, go and start in there.
How much you done?
Well, we nearly finished the first hole.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Is anybody going to give me a hand?
Oh, sorry, but yeah, come on. Come on.
That's warm work. You got anything to drink?
Yeah, some milk. Yeah, I'll get it.
So, anybody got a fag?
Yeah, here.
Great. Thanks, son.
Fred says you ain't got through the wall yet.
Well, that's better. Now, George, we left that on her for you. You better get started, eh? I've marked the bricks to come out with chalk. You better take the crowbar this time.
Yeah, here's your milk.
Oh, tar.
Now, you're a strong boy, Georgie. You can dig them out. Oh, let's get on with it.
Okay. Yeah, don't scoff the milk, you two.
Come on, cut the cackle.
How much longer do you reckon, Mr. Duncan?
Well, let's see. We've been at it an hour. The other wall's probably easier. Now, those two are fresher. I'd say another hour and a half, we'll be through.
All right, Sergeant Richards. Time's up. I'll take over.
Thanks. I was beginning to get cramped.
Seen anything?
Nope, not a thing.
Old man doesn't think there'll be any action till these workmen have gone.
Half an hour to go.
Yep. Better let his nibs know I've arrived. Pass the mic.
Here you are.
Ta. Number 6 to HQ.
HQ here.
I'm relieving Richards, sir. Nothing to report.
Yes, let Richards have a break. And while he's off, get him to visit Harry Prescott's coffee bar. Tell him to see who's about and not to be seen.
Message received and understood. Over and out. Did you get that?
Yes, I'm on my way now. Be seeing you.
Yeah, pass the crowbar.
Yeah. It's getting warm, George.
You ain't doing nothing, Harry. He's coming. That's it. Yeah.
How much longer?
Take it easy. Thought you was an old hand.
Get on.
I am.
Can you see him?
Of course I can. Here you are. Here's another one.
There are not many more.
About six. Another one. On the lamp, steady.
Okay, okay.
For an old hand, you're mighty shaky.
Just get on with it.
That's nearly it.
Just this one and we'll be through. Come on, damn you. In here. There you are. Aladdin's cave is right in front of you, Squire.
Oh, get through then. Right.
Don't get anxious. Ooh.
Seems a fair size.
Give us a hand.
Right. Come on.
Well, come on. My left leg's got to sleep.
We'll wake it up.
Oh, that's better. I'm nearly through.
Come on, shine the lamp over here. That's better. Oh, look at it. That safe came out of the ark.
Yeah, it's solid.
How long will it take to cut through?
Sure, about half an hour.
Could be longer.
I reckon we can take a breather then.
I'll give the orders.
Fine, boss. But I still want a breather.
Let's get back to the others.
Suits me.
You go first.
Three times I dug tunnels, and twice I got out.
And the last time you escaped, it was successful?
Yep.
How many have you got out?
Four.
Didn't you feel scared?
Yeah, a bit, I suppose. Things was different in the war. Learned to live with it. Mind you, tunneling out of the camp was only the start. Still the devil of a journey to make.
I've seen movies on the telly about escapes.
Movies. Eat your eyes, Lully. Aye, up, they're coming back.
How did you get on?
We're through.
You'll help me up, will you?
Take me, Annie. You're through? What's it look like?
Fabulous.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit old for this lot, but...
What's the safe look like?
Old, but tough.
Right, let's get started.
Hey, oh, I want to rest.
You're tired, sonny.
Yeah, I'll leave it, Bert. There's no hurry. All right. Demolition boys are still at it. We'll go back about half an hour before that lot pack up. Besides, the cutter won't be hurt.
Okay, Harry. Suits me. You're the boss.
We'll have a fag and a blow for 10 minutes. Then get started.
Jim! Jim! What? Turn it off! Right. That's better. How much longer are you going to be?
Hard to tell. It's ruddy tough.
Do you think them ropes will hold that pillar?
Should do.
Yeah, well, take it easy, man. I don't want it going through into the shop itself.
Don't worry.
Right, drag that cylinder over in here to the safe.
Coming over.
What you reckon, Bert?
Yeah, it's pretty solid. How do, Fred? Thanks. Right, let's get started. Where's the goggles?
Goggles?
Yes, sonny boy, goggles. Things you look through.
Well, what for?
Ain't you ever seen anybody cut through steel with one of these things?
I might have done.
Well, heaven preserve me if I'm twitched like you. The light's too bright. You have to use goggles with dark glass in.
We didn't know.
You mean you didn't get any?
That's right.
You bloody bright pair.
Well, what were we going to do then?
You didn't mention them.
You got any in your garage?
Of course I have. Fine. And where are you going?
To get the flaming goggles.
Stay where you are.
Well, you'll have to have some, Bert.
So what's smart Alec going to do? He'll never get out of here without being spotted.
I ain't exactly green.
I'll stow it. Bring that paraffin lamp over, Fred.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'll show you. Put it down here. Now then, well, you turn it up so that it smokes. Like that. Then I can get a thin coating of soot on my glasses.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
Clever, ain't ya?
It's a damn sight smarter than trying to get past them blokes up there without being seen. Yeah, think that'll do?
Sure they'll be all right.
Well, they have to be. Now, let's have a look at this gear.
The cylinders are nearly full.
Yeah, they'll do.
Well, who's got the matches?
I have.
Right. Now, when I say go, light a match and hold it about 4 inches from the end of the pipe. You got it?
Yeah, sure.
Turn the taps on the cylinder full on, Harry.
Right, sure. That's one. Both on.
Ready, Fred?
Ready.
Get set. Go. Now, don't anyone look for too long at the light as I cut, or it'll hurt your eyes. Let's go.
Now, leave through.
Won't be long.
I hope that rope holds.
I keep telling you, don't worry.
Look out, she's moving.
Don't worry, it'll be all right. That'll do.
It's nearly knocking off time. We'll have to get it down first. I'll get some of the lads to give a hand.
Won't be too long.
Yeah, like a knife through butter.
Gloss is all right.
Fine. What the hell's that?
Felt the place shake. Something must have fallen.
Seemed to come from the tunnel.
Yeah, I'll go and have a look. Take it steady, Harry.
I'll be all right.
Number 6 to HQ.
HQ here. What's up, Sergeant?
A stone pillar has just collapsed into the shop next door to the jewelers.
Damn. Anybody injured?
Not as far as I can see.
Good. In that case, keep all your men in position.
Looks as though one of the ropes holding it suddenly broke.
What are the workmen doing about it?
They're only looking so far.
It's nearly time they were gone. Prescott will never show up if things aren't right. I'll get Richards over to join you. Unless any assistance is required, do not, I repeat, do not let any of your men out of cover.
Message understood. Over and out.
Right, Sergeant Richards.
Sir?
You heard that as well as I did, and you can deduce as much from it. Now get snooping and tread carefully.
Righto, sir.
Or if something's falling down up top. Any damage to the tunnel?
A little earth drop, but nothing to worry about.
Okay. Now listen, if something has happened, like a wall, something collapsing like that, they may decide to take a closer look. Now, Georgie boy, get back down the tunnel and keep an eye on the cellar.
What if anyone tries to get in the cellar?
Well, make sure they don't.
With this.
What the hell have you got there?
It's a shooter.
You better let me have that. Not on your life. I ain't doing time.
No guns, George. I told you, no guns.
You told me? Who the hell are you to tell anyone?
Oh, you stupid little bastard.
Cool it, Harry.
Cool it? If he gets trigger happy, we all do time.
I said cool it. Right, Georgie, lad. Let's be reasonable.
I ain't handing it over.
Of course not. I don't want it. Neither does Harry. Well, I've got a feeling Fred ain't too eager.
I should, Coco.
So that leaves it with you. Well, just one word before you go. You can get 15 years just for carrying it, and life for using it. Now, you pop off down a tunnel, as I suggested. Think over what I just said.
What?
Come on. Let's crack this safe.
What? Do you think he'll use it?
If he's pushed, yes.
What are we going to do then?
Nothing.
But that pull us in his accessories.
We ought to do something. George can get pretty wild if he's pushed.
Now, what do you suggest? We try to take it off him, one of us could get shot. Nah, leave him. Besides, there's no reason why anyone should come down into the cellar. Knowing those blokes, they'll probably leave whatever it is till Monday. Come on, let's get on with it. Strike another match, Fred.
Anything?
No, not a thing. What about the demolition men?
One of those concrete pillars fell into the shop.
So I saw, made quite a bang. What are they going to do?
I'll leave it till Monday when they can get a mobile crane.
Oh, thank the Lord for that.
Well, looks as though they're going now.
I'd better report in and let the old man know what's happening.
Number 6 to HQ.
HQ here.
Demolition men are leaving.
Oh, good. Just about on time. Richard's arrived yet?
Yes. He's here with me now.
Well, use him as a go-between if intercoms are not possible. But don't move about yourself too much. Duncan knows you.
Very good, Inspector.
It's time for vigilance now, so keep your ears and eyes wide open. Call me in half an hour if nothing has happened. Over and out.
Now we settle down.
Yeah. It could be a long wait. Here. Fancy a toffee?
Oh, thanks. You know, I'd give a quid to know how they're going to do it.
Nearly there. That's it. Turn off the taps on the cylinders, Fred.
Nice work, Bert.
Yeah, I'm satisfied. Pass them heavy gloves.
Yeah. Oh, here you are. Yeah. Very neat work.
Thanks. It's nice to know I appreciate it.
Taps off.
Good lad. Hey, blimey, it's still pretty hot.
Yeah, you want the pliers?
No. Soon cool. Besides, I prefer to use my hands.
I've been thinking. What are we going to do with the stuff?
What do you mean?
Well, where are we going to dump it? It'll be hot.
You're talking about this equipment?
Yeah.
Is it clean? You wear gloves?
Yeah, we both did.
There's nothing to worry about, then. Leaving these tools won't harm us. If we try to get rid of them, it'll be a damn sight more dangerous.
Oh, yeah, I see. How long before we get some ready?
Oh, it'll take a few days to get it passed through, but I'll stake you for a couple of hundred in the meantime.
No, I'm okay. It's George I'm thinking about. He promised his missus he'd take her on holiday.
When?
Well, they're off tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
It's cool enough now. Bring the lamp a bit closer.
Here we are. Is that better?
Yeah, it's fine. Here we go. That looks easy. No wires. Let's see if the handle turns okay. It's a bit stiff. The heat's probably distorted it. That's about it. Let's see if she opens. Now she won't budge.
Well, what can you do?
The old standby, Harry. Hit it with hammer. Now. It's done the trick. Here she comes. No trouble at all.
Beautiful job, Bert.
Thanks. Oh. Can't say I'm too displeased.
Good, look at them sparklers.
Oh, it's a wonderful sight. Box of bags, Fred.
Here you are.
You're no point in just looking. Let's get them out. Stop!
Don't move. Stay perfect still.
Oh, you've gone balmy. What are you doing?
Just looking. Yes. I can see it. Harry, don't move. Pass a lamp, Fred.
Oh, don't get it.
Just in bloody time. You take your hand away slowly and move back from the safe. Slowly and carefully. That's fine.
What's up?
There's a photoelectric eye set just inside the safe, top and bottom.
Bloody hell. Yeah, I could see it.
You mean we can't get the jewels?
I don't think so.
You sure it's one of the... What do you call it?
Photoelectric eye. Yes, I'm sure. At least 99% sure. There's only one certain way of finding out, and I ain't trying that.
Well, if we do put our hands in there, what'll happen?
Alarm will go off.
Well, can't it cut the wires or something?
No, the same thing will happen. One loud bell.
Well, in that case, why don't we make a quick grab for it and run?
He's got a point, Bert.
Well, it'll only take a couple of minutes to get out.
Yeah, now look, Bert, you and Fred get back in the tunnel. I'll grab the stuff and follow you.
By the time the law arrived, we'd be well away.
Yeah, he's right. 3 minutes, we could be miles away.
That I agree.
Right, go on, you two. I'll give you 4 minutes to get well clear. Meet me outside in the corner of Marsh Lane.
I agree. You can get out in 3 minutes. Didn't say you'd get away with the stuff.
Why not?
Look, it's daylight. Anybody might see us.
All right, that's a good point. We'll leave it till night time.
Even then, it only takes a patrol car 3 minutes. Four at the outside, I mean the entire area. Again, we'll be picked up.
Okay, so I'll stash the stuff.
It'll take longer than 3 minutes to get what we come for and get out.
But you said you agreed.
Agreed we can grab that lot and get away. But that lot ain't what we come for. Harry, where's the emeralds?
Huh?
Take a good look. One tray full of lovely sparkling gems and no emeralds. Don't that strike you as odd?
Go on.
There's four locked doors behind them. Then why leave this lot out in front just piled up? I reckon we've been rumbled. Some narcs opened his mouth.
You mean this is a setup?
Yeah. The law could be outside now, waiting.
Oh, I don't get it.
You wait till I get my hands on the bastard's grass.
Shut up, Harry! What do you think?
We've got to do something.
Hold on. I think I've got it. Now listen. I don't think they know about the tunnel. Else why this little setup? If they knew about the tunnel, all they need to do is patiently sit there and wait for us to come out. No reason for any alarms. That eye's recent. Now I reckon the plan is this. We see these planted stones, forget about the emeralds, and grab. Bell rings, we get out. They move in. Caught in a net like a load of bloody sprats.
I don't see it.
All right, Fred. Just for you, I'll spell it out nice and slow. We were meant to spot the photoelectric eye. We do. But being as how those gems are so nice and handy, we grab them. Set off the alarm. Inform our friends in blue that we're on the premises and they're all ready to be picked up.
It ain't going to work, though, is it?
No, it ain't, but I can see their logic. If them sparklers weren't lying at the front, we'd have to pick the locks on the drawers and that'd take time. So, not wishing to commit suicide, we wouldn't bother. The bell wouldn't ring, we move off home, the law's left watching nothing.
Oh, I still think it's worth waiting till dark and then grabbing them.
Oh, will you never learn? Come round here. Bring the light close. Ooh. Careful. Sake.
Yeah?
Now, take a look.
Yeah?
What do you see?
Gems. Sparklers. Mush.
Okay, what's there?
Diamond necklace.
Paste.
Sapphire earring.
Glass.
Ruby brooch.
Glass again.
Pearl necklace.
Yeah. Well, that might be genuine. And that's the only thing. Might fetch 100 nicker if you're lucky.
You reckon it's all fake then, Bert?
Afraid so. Oh, what a bloody letdown.
George ain't gonna like this.
Are you threatening something?
George was looking forward to that holiday.
Well, George will have to stop it.
Somebody using my name a lot.
Old Mother Hubbard's safe is empty.
Don't look empty to me.
No, that lot's all fake, and we can't get the drawers open because it's one of those electronic eyes.
That isn't very clever, is it, Harry?
All right, calm down.
Now, listen, big man. You've been pushing your weight around since we begun this. For the sake of my share, I've put up with it. But it seems as how you ain't as clever as you think.
All right, all right. And just let's all calm down. Now, you listen, George, and you too, Fred. You both reckon you're smart boys. There's one thing you ain't yet learned, and that's how to keep your trap shut.
I ain't breathed a word.
No, I don't think you have, but your pal has.
Oh, I ain't so.
Ah, you wouldn't grasp intentionally, Georgie boy. But this manor's full of informers. They soon put two and two together. You're going on holiday tomorrow, right?
Right.
What with? You've been on the dole for the past 3 months.
Got a money from this job? Well, there's no reason why anyone should know I was doing a job.
Well, someone's talked to someone. Oh, that's a dead loss, Bert. Let's get out of here.
You mean there's nothing?
Not a thing.
2 blaming weeks of grafting at that ruddy hole for sweet...
We're down to experience. Come on, let's go.
You go first, George.
Well, I'm sure I ain't said anything.
Forget it.
All right, go on, George.
Right. You next, Bert.
Yeah, okay. Don't forget the light.
I'll bring it. You go next, Harry.
I'm right after you, Bert.
Can you see all right, George?
No, but I can feel.
Switch the torch on, Fred.
Yeah, that better?
Yeah.
It's a bit wet here.
Well, it should be. Let's keep going.
Bit of the roof's come down.
Is it all right?
Yeah, we can get through.
What was that?
Get going.
It sounded as though it was in a tunnel. Something's falling.
We're trying to go faster up front now.
I am.
What's up?
The roof of the tunnel's come down.
Harry, I can't move. My leg's caught. You all right, Bert?
Yeah, I'm out of it. Is everybody else okay?
I'm okay. I got through all right.
It's caved in front of me, but I'm all right.
Right. Hang on a bit, Harry. I'll try and turn around. Oh. Well, it's not too easy. I didn't design this for turning around it.
How am I going to get out?
Yeah, just calm down. Till I've had a look. Can't say any of us are going to get out. Right, I can get out, okay?
No, you think yourself lucky.
Right. Oh, that's done it. Now, let's have a look. All right, Harry. Just lay still.
Can't do much else with this thing on top of me, can I?
Well, let's move some of this loose dirt. Right. It don't look too bad.
A bloody thing's pressing on my leg.
Hey, just stay calm. It looks like a bit of water pipe.
Yeah, I said there was some wet about.
How's the leg feel?
Oh, it don't help. I can move my feet about now.
Oh, good. No bones broken then.
How are we going to get out?
We'll have to lift it off Harry's leg. And I'll try and pull him out. You'll probably be able to squeeze through over the top of it.
We'll never lift that off.
We've got to. George, you still got that crowbar?
Yeah. Coming up.
Right. Thanks. Fred, come on the end of this crowbar and start heaving.
Right, sure thing. Never move it.
We've got to.
I wish you'd made this tunnel bigger. I just can't get any pull from this angle.
Do you want me to have a go?
No, Fred will have to do it.
Hey, it's moving.
Good lad.
It's moving. It ain't doing me no good, though.
A bit more when you're there.
I don't think I can do any more.
It came down, it must go up. Once more, put your back into it.
Listen!
What's the matter?
Shh!
Listen! It's coming from this thing!
Can't be.
It's a bloody bomb!
Shut up! We've seen too many films.
It's coming from this thing, Bert!
Yeah, what are you lot mumbling about?
It's some water pipe!
Shut up, Fred! You ain't sure yet?
Sure about what?
Whether this is a bomb.
A bomb?
You're joking. I'm getting out of here.
No, you're not.
You ain't going to stop me.
For God's sake, put that gun away.
Take your hands off me. I'm getting out. Nothing personal, Harry, but my chick prefers me in one piece. Best of luck.
What do you think, Bert? Let's get away some of this mud.
I'm getting out.
There's nowhere to go.
For God's sake, why don't you do something?
I am. Just shut up.
Take it easy, Bert.
Well?
Yes. It's a blasted delayed action job. Lift over from the Blitz.
We'd better get out, Bert. Fred can come back in a strong room to save him from some of the blast.
Don't talk, stupid.
Why don't we try to lift it once more?
It started working. At least movement could set it off.
Sure. All I want is a pair of tools and spanners.
There's one in the toolkit in the cellar.
Check. I'll get it.
What are you going to do?
I'll defuse it, of course.
Why don't you get the bomb disposal, boys?
We only got 10 minutes. Less now!
Oh, Mother.
Better our friend. He knows what he's doing.
I know he was in the war and all that, but what does he know about these things?
Yeah, well, he's quite a boy with explosives, but...
He should be.
It's all right. It's all right. I've got it.
Good. Do you think you can do it, Bert?
I don't know. It's 50-50, I suppose.
You could still get out, you know.
Oh, shut up and stay still. I'm going to try and do this nut on the side. It's all rusted up. Yeah. It's shifting it.
What you got to do, Bert?
There's a delayed action fuse. Wired to a magnetic clock.
Why didn't the flaming thing go off before?
They usually did. Most of their stuff was intact. Set to explode as soon as they hit the ground. There were a few wired up like this one. They were used for maximum penetration.
How do you know all this about bombs? I thought you was a prisoner during the war.
I was. But after I escaped, they attached me to the RAF. And I saw quite a few of these little things.
You've defused one then before?
Yes.
Oh, how long ago then?
Just after the war, I suppose. Oh, Fred, hold the bomb up in the crowbar. I'll be pressing into Harry's leg.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Take the strain.
I've got it.
Here we go.
I've got it.
Oh, it's tough.
I tried giving it a tap.
I'll tap you in a minute. Try again. Oh, I think it's moving.
Well done, mate.
Yeah, it's coming.
Come on, damn you.
For God's sake, take it easy, Bert.
Can't do much else. Go ahead and frame it, stick. Another turn. This will be easier.
Hey, I'd rather get the fire slipping.
Get a good grip, gamble all day.
No, I don't.
Right.
Yeah, go on. Go on.
Yeah, it's better. Reckon I can do it with my fingers now.
How long we got left, Bert?
As long as it takes.
Can you do it on your own?
Well, I've got to, haven't I? It's moving all right now. Hang on. This is where I've got. I've got to take it nice and steady.
Not too steady. We haven't got that long.
Got a lot less if I start rushing it. That's it. Now then, let's have a look inside. Oh, blast! This torch is giving out.
Yeah, I've got some spare batteries in my pocket. If I can get them out.
Come on, man. Time's getting short.
Now take it easy, son. Can you manage, Harry?
Yeah. It's one.
Right. Do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that one.
All right. All right. Won't be long. There we are. And the light returns.
Yeah. That's better.
Yeah.
Well, get on with it. What have you got to do?
Oh. There's three wires. Oh. I've got to cut two of them.
What, all three?
Well, of course, if I do, there'll be a loud bang.
Do you know which two?
A second will do. Now. That one goes down there. And this one goes up to that bit. And that one. Yeah. That's it. Where'd I put those side cutters? Oh, blast!
What's up?
What? Left the cutters in the van.
We'll do something.
Take it easy.
Hurry up.
Hurry up. The body master. And do the nut.
Hurry up.
No, right, son. Don't get in that twist. I don't want this blasted thing to go off either. Oh, damn you, come on. Oh. It's done it.
I know.
It's one wire under. Now, let's see. I'm sweating. This is the boy. Yeah, come on. Come on! Yeah, now, I was stuck in a prisoner of war camp for 2 years. You wouldn't think I thought these years I'd get trapped by a bloody Nazi relic like this.
Oh, for God's sake, stop reminiscing and get on.
Take it easy, Fred. No. 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 Of course you did.
For God's sake, do something. We've only got a few minutes.
Shut up. But would a nail file be any good? One in my pocket. Oh, no, didn't you say so before, Harry?
It's in my wallet.
Can you reach it?
Hope it's so.
Harry. Here. Right. Yeah. Down.
That thing will take ages.
Got any better ideas?
Look, maybe you two had better stop.
How long we got?
About a minute.
Well, it's too late then. This lot goes up half the street, I'll go with it.
Yeah, well, at least you could try.
Just shut up, Harry.
What a bloody mess.
How's it coming?
Right. If I'd only get part way through, maybe I'd have break it.
Got about half a minute.
Oh, you cut the countdown.
You've done it. Come on. Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Oh, it's still ticking.
Can't be.
It is. Have you broken the wrong wire?
Shut up, Fred. You're making me nervous.
What the hell do you think we feel like?
No, for God's sake, do something, Blurts.
What can I do?
You're on the wire, right?
Suppose I'm concerned it's just stopped.
Yeah, well, it's a switch or something.
Hey, why don't you pull the other wire out?
I told you already, I'd do it, it'll blow up.
What's going on anyway? Why the hell didn't you go for the law?
Because I thought I could do it.
Yeah, well, quiet. Listen.
It stopped. Oh, God.
You done it. You done it. Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well, you can thank God later. Just get out of here.
You're the coolest guy I ever met. We've got to hand it to you.
Look, Fred, the clock may have stopped, but as far as I'm concerned, the more space I can put between me and this blasted thing, the better. Now, let's cobble that crowbar. Start heaving.
Suits me. Right.
Now.
Right. Twist your feet over it. And I'll pull you out. Can you hold on, Fred?
Fine.
One more heave. Just do it.
Go on.
Right now.
I'm free.
How's your leg feel?
Oh, it's okay.
Good.
I'll be all right.
Now, Fred.
Yeah?
Can you manage to squeeze over the top?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm coming through now.
What's that?
It's good to see I'm small.
Yeah. You okay?
You nearly through.
Now then. Do you think you can move all right, Harry?
Yeah. You'll find out. Yeah.
Right. We'll try moving down a tunnel then. Come on. Follow me.
Thanks.
That was smart work.
Yeah.
Pretty heroic, really.
Yeah.
We're nearly at the end. You were his friend?
No, fine.
Oh, sorry. Some fresh air. You're right, Harry.
Yeah,
but zesty. You want to cut down on them cigars? Oh. Here we are.
Stand up.
Thanks. Can you manage to stand?
Yeah.
Not in too bad.
Well, I never thought I'd see this dirty little cellar again.
Shh.
Hey, what's the matter?
Sorry, Captain.
Oh, God. It's the army.
This is the police. Come on down, Sergeant.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm Captain Shaw. Bomb disposal. Where is it?
Halfway along the tunnel.
Yeah, but we've...
We're part of the demolition team.
Yes? Yeah. I understand the pillar collapsed.
Yeah. It's quite a large bomb.
What's the tunnel for?
Well, we ain't likely to know that, are we? Governor just told us to dig it. This is what happens.
Was the bomb ticking?
No, not at the moment.
Come along, Sergeant. Yeah. You better take a look. Oh, you people, you better get out of here.
Yeah, don't worry, we will.
We've had it now, Bert. George must have tipped them off. The place will be swarming. We've got us.
Now, listen. It's getting dark outside now.
If them army wallers will see you've defused it.
No. Not for a few minutes. That sergeant's got a walkie-talkie set. As soon as they see the size of the bomb, they'll get the area cleared. There won't be any rosters that close. Now you two follow me. And stick close. Easy now.
Evening, Inspector.
What's all that racket, Anito?
Governor says it brings trade in.
Yeah, layabouts, most likely.
Want some coffee?
Coffee, yes. What you dish up, no.
Nothing wrong with my coffee.
Oh, that statement is slanderous. Well, where is he?
The governor.
Who else?
He's busy just now.
Well, go up and see him.
He won't like it.
Can't you turn that racket down?
Don't think so.
Come on in, Charlie.
It isn't Charlie.
Hello, Inspector. Come on in.
Thanks.
This is an unexpected visit.
I see you're celebrating.
Hold a scotch? No, just a quiet drink with a friend.
I wouldn't say quiet with that racket going on downstairs.
Don't you like the modern sound?
Skip it. I didn't come here to discuss the merits of the top 10.
Of course you didn't, Inspector. Pull up a chair.
Would you like a tot, or are you on duty?
No, I'm not on duty, but no thanks all the same. I'm on my way home. It's been a long day.
Been busy?
Not really. You'd probably say it's been wasted. I've been patiently sitting and waiting.
Waiting?
Yes, waiting.
What for?
To nick a couple of villains.
Really?
Yes, really. Which one of you defused that bomb? Nothing to say? I've never known you two so silent.
We're not quite sure what you're driving at, Inspector.
I'll lay my cards on the table, face up. There were four of you. You two, Fred Allen and George Fellows. You're broken to Simpson's, the jewelers in Marsh Lane.
I can prove I've been here all day. I think you'll find my alibi will stand up in court, too.
Oh, shut up, the pair of you. You cut through the safe door, but took nothing. By the way, who spotted the beam?
It's all very interesting, Inspector, but I'm not with you at all.
So you left empty-handed, just as I planned you would. The force of a concrete pillar coming down moved the bomb. Somebody telephoned us, and I got bomb disposal. Captain Jameson and his sergeant don't think they can identify the three men they found in the cellar. I had the area surrounded, and how you got out I don't know or care. As sure as I'm standing here, I know you four did it.
Now, just a minute.
As I said, I know you did it, but I can't prove it. And off the record, I'm not even going to try. It's funny, really. You might call it poetic justice. I had 30 men round that jeweler's. If that bomb had gone off, some of them could have been badly injured. I've got a rough idea which one of you defused it. I think you deserve a medal, Duncan. Only problem is you'd have to admit to breaking and entering.
What do you mean?
I should imagine weighing up all the circumstances that 3 years should cover it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought you'd feel like that. But just think on this. Next time, if there is a next time, I'll chase you around this manor so much you'll be pleased to get inside out of my way. For now, I'll bid you good night. Don't drive your car after all that scotch, will you?
Promise.
And for Christ's sake, and mine, turn that bloody machine down.
Phew. That was a close call.
Well, I don't know about you, Harry, but I don't reckon much to tunnels anymore.
In The Tunnel by John D. Vincent, Bert Duncan was played by John Hollis and Harry Prescott by Edward Kelsey. Inspector Meadows was Kevin Flood, Peter Pacey played Fred Allen, and Sean Barrett, George Fellows. Sergeant Crane was Michael Deacon, Sergeant Richards was Peter Gordon, and Mr. Simpson, Hayden Jones. Terry Scully played Mr. Wiseman, Robin Brown played Mr. Benson, and Charlie was William Slay. The Army officer and Jack were played by Terry Scully, Mr. Jenkins by Michael Deacon, and Jim by William Slay. Miss Round was Sandra Clark. The play was produced by John Scottney.
No, you four did it.
Now, just a minute.
As I said, I know you did it, but I can't prove it. And off the record, I'm not even going to try. It's funny, really. You might call it poetic justice. I had 30 men round that jeweler's. If that bomb had gone off, some of them could have been badly injured. I've got a rough idea which one of you defused it. I think you deserve a medal, Duncan. Only problem is you'd have to admit to breaking and entering.
What do you mean?
I should imagine weighing up all the circumstances that 3 years should cover it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought you'd feel like that. But just think on this. Next time, if there is a next time, I'll chase you around this manor so much you'll be pleased to get inside out of my way. For now, I'll bid you good night. Don't drive your car after all that scotch, will you?
Promise.
And for Christ's sake, and mine, turn that bloody machine down.
Phew. That was a close call.
I don't know about you, Harry, but I don't reckon much to tunnels anymore.
In The Tunnel by John D. Vincent, Bert Duncan was played by John Hollis and Harry Prescott by Edward Kelsey. Inspector Meadows was Kevin Flood, Peter Pacey played Fred Allen, and Sean Barrett, George Fellows. Sergeant Crane was Michael Deacon, Sergeant Richards was Peter Gordon,
and Mr. Simpson, Hayden Jones. Terry Scully played Mr. Wiseman, Robin Brown played Mr. Benson, and Charlie was William Slay. The Army officer and Jack were played by Terry Scully, Mr. Jenkins by Michael Deacon, and Jim by William Slay. Miss Round was Sandra Clark. The play was produced by John Scottney.